injury. Howling in pain and fear, the creature turned upon landing and scuttled directly away from us. Accustomed to ambushing its meals, it had no taste for the kind that fought back. Unfortunately, its attack and subsequent retreat allowed the ISB agents not only to get a fix on us via the noise it made, but also to close some of the distance between us.
"They're down there!"
I heard one shout as Drusel said,
"Remarkable. Is that a real lightsaber? The odds of encountering a being with a lightsaber in this galaxy now are fantastically low. Why, the probability is so small as to..."
"Come on! Follow the lightsaber! We're turning left here!" Instead of following immediately, Drusel shook her head, which I barely perceived by the pale blades of her cheekbones dancing from side to side.
"There's no need to worry, Luke Skywalker. My vision is somewhat better than that of a human. I can see well enough to avoid obstacles."
A blaster bolt zipped by us, and the sound of its firing echoed and amplified in the tunnel. Pinpoints of light down the tunnel indicated pocket lamps like the one I'd recently lost. "I assume you saw that, then? Let's go!"
"With alacrity, yes."
We turned the corner as our pursuers fired again, but this time the sound was different. The warped electric flutter of a stun blast. In the small diameter of the tunnel, it would spread out to fill the entire area, making it impossible to avoid. Except that we had already turned the corner and it passed behind us, weakened and close to dissipation after traveling such a long distance. The flare of it briefly illuminated my path, for which I was grateful. Drusel asked,
"Are we growing closer to your planned point of egress? The probability of your death increases with every second we remain subterranean."
"Yeah, we just need to take one more right turn, and then we should start seeing some drainage lights. Finding the turn itself might be tricky, though, with only a lightsaber to see by. Don't know how I'm going to find it in the dark."
"Is it the first right turn down this passage?"
"Yeah. Why?"
"You just passed it."
I tried to stop too quickly, slid in the slime, and prepared myself for a graceless landing while trying to make sure I didn't slay myself with the lightsaber. The impact was much softer and squishier than I anticipated. I didn't want to think about what kind of substances might be providing the cushion. Getting up involved squelching noises that would haunt my dreams later, and the odor was nearly enough to make me retch. I probably would have let it happen had we not been in such a rush.
"Hurry, they are coming," Drusel said. "Shall I lead you? I can't see fine detail, but I can see more than well enough to navigate."
"Yeah, go ahead," I said, stretching out with my left hand. It was covered in muck, and was also the one that had been scraped and bitten by that creature. But the Given grabbed it and pulled me along into a passage that I had completely missed in the dark. Just before we left the tunnel in which I fell, I saw the beams of ISB pocket lamps off to my right and heard their urgent footsteps. They were very close. "We should see some light from above soon. And a ladder on the left leading up to the surface. There's a service access door set in the street between two buildings. We climb that, and there should be a speeder there waiting for us."
"Yes, I see the light. That should help us both. Can you run faster?"
"Yes, I can manage." This particular passage wasn't cursed with the muck and buildup of the others. It was used for rain drainage and access to the deeper tunnels, so the floor was only slick with the remaining dribble of the previous night's light showers. Up ahead, I saw shafts of sunlight spearing down into the gloom from the street. That oriented me, gave me more confidence in lengthening my stride. Behind us, voices and splashes grew quite loud, and I looked back to see the eyes of two pocket lamps pass by our position. Then a third in the rear paused, swung our way, and the person holding it shouted to the others to come back. I probably should have turned off my lightsaber as soon as I saw the sunlight. That might have fooled them a few more seconds before they realized their mistake and doubled back. but since we'd been spotted, I was glad I had it ready. I switched it from my right hand to my left, because that would allow me to wield it defensively as I climbed the ladder. My fingertips still stung, and my hand was covered in slime, but it functioned well enough. "You go first, fast as you can," I told Drusel. "There should be a human woman with dark curly hair and an astromech droid waiting. Go with them." She obeyed and began to climb, but called down,
"What about you?"
"I'm following right behind you." The agent who'd spotted us had waited for his backup to join him before plowing forward together. The beams of three pocket lamps approached, no doubt held by agents whom Nakari and I had seen circling in the park 2 days before. I wondered if they had ever met Darth Vader and seen what he could do with a lightsaber. If so, they might know more about lightsabers than I did. If they shot blaster bolts at me, I might be able to catch one or two of them on the blade as I had with that training remote back on the Millennium Falcon, but I doubted my weak skills in the Force would allow me to deflect repeated fire from three blasters at once. But if they shot stun blasts, well, I didn't know exactly what would happen. But following a hunch, I activated the stud to lock it into the on position. Drusel was three-quarters of the way up. I began to climb behind her in an awkward three-limbed process, holding my lightsaber out behind me in an attempt at misdirection. In the dark, the agent's eyes would naturally focus on the light source, and since they would probably be firing at me in seconds, it would be wise to make sure my body wasn't behind where they would be aiming. I figured I would gain only seconds or fractions of seconds by it, but that might be enough to get me out of there. One thing I didn't consider was how difficult it would be for them to judge distance in those conditions. I could hear them arguing about how close I was because they didn't want to shoot too soon, and that gave us another couple of seconds.